Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on the third issue of this Flash arc, so let's get to the issue.
So, we're going to go to the next issue, issue 328, and hey, do you know what Superman's decision was?
No. Here, but wait, don't get out with it, Superman. The vote is 3 for me and 3 against me. It's up to you to break the tie. And then we go into Flash's mind, where he's thinking about... he's got this important decision that's getting ready to happen. But while he's waiting these couple milliseconds for, granted, that's a lot of time to the Flash.
For Flash, yeah. For Superman, that's a long time,
that's
too.
That's true, too. So, he flashes back to the first time.
Well, it was his and Iris's wedding day.
Yeah.
And so we're...
Wait, this is after him and Iris got married.
No, this is... No. This is their wedding day.
Oh, that's right.
This is the night before his wedding.
That's right, because he... tries taking the Flash's place.
Yep. So what? Okay. So what ends up happening? Well, we can go through this one actually fairly quickly. Flash is just having his routine night. He's super excited. He's going to get married next day to Iris West. The next day, it's the wedding. You have everybody there. Wally West's parents, Wally West himself, Iris's dad, Flash's dad, friends of the family, like this. Who the hell is this guy? This ex-Shakespearean actor, now curator of the Flash Museum, Dexter Miles?
Miles?
Dexter Miles.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good friend of Barry and Iris.
I don't know.
So everybody is at their wedding. Although, you go to the actual wedding itself, and there's like 7 people.
Yeah.
Like nobody in the
pews.
In the pews, yeah. We see Barry and Iris at the altar, and then all of a sudden, Flash comes in to saying, you need
to stop
the
wedding.
We go to part 2 of this story.
Reverse flashback.
And we see the reverse Flash in this prison in the future. And somehow, this is another thing that I have no idea. I never knew this was a power, that the reverse Flash was able to use his mind to swap places with Barry. And not even swap the mind. It's
swap literal
everything.
Places. I didn't know that was either.
So, fuck if I know. However, he is able to rig Flash's... Well, I think it's just his electric razor. To make it into this matter distributor. And he changes his look to look like Barry Allen.
Yeah.
So now... Eobard Thawne looks like Barry Allen. So that's not going to come back to bite anybody in the ass ever.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. It's going to come back to bite somebody in the ass in the future.
That sounds like it's painful.
It does.
Hey, you're putting your hand on the wrong side again.
Okay. Wait, what?
You got to whisper with your hand like this.
Oh, no.
Sheesh.
Okay.
Anyways.
So Reverse Flash is, listening in on the police scanner. He's like, if I'm going to pretend to be Flash, I have to be the Flash. So he goes and he stops this bank robbery, but he actually steals
the
jewels?
Money himself. Yeah, or whatever they were taking.
I guess it was a bank robbery, not a jewelry robbery. Whatever. No, it was jewelry. Like, he steals this bag of diamonds that these thieves are trying to steal. And then he just, rushes home to Barry Allen's home. Gets changed into his wedding suit.
Tackle.
And goes to the wedding. We then go back to Barry Allen, the real Barry Allen, that got transported to the future. And apparently... Sorry. I'm still disturbed by that. So
yeah,
stupid.
But he pops out the Flash suit out of his ring.
So, yeah, okay, he puts on the Flash suit, which automatically, you would think that the jailers, first off, would when you're supposed to be watching the reverse flash, and he's in his yellow suit,
and then
all of a sudden, it's this guy, this random guy, in civilian clothes.
Jeans, a t-shirt.
And then he changes to the Flash. You would think, hey, maybe this isn't the guy that we're supposed to be watching over. Guess not. Flash is able to get out. Because science.
Because his ring, his shrinking ring that he uses for his suit, is able to shrink the radiation waves that are keeping him from being able to vibrate through the Yeah.
Science, man.
Science.
Comic book science,
yes.
But he gets out.
And then Ninja chops a fucking gun in half.
Yeah, the jailers, the guards, are coming at him.
I'm sorry, editor's note. At super speed, the edge of the Flash's palm acts like an invincible knife.
Although it looks like... okay, it's his palm, never mind.
Yeah, it looks like a fist,
but... either way, he goes, speeds off, and he's able to travel back in time, back to Central City. To the church, apparently. Like, he popped up right outside the church that he was supposed to be getting married at. I don't know. That's when we come in, like, Flash rushes in.
And says, no, stop the wedding. Yeah. And then he grabs Eobard as Barry, like a fucking dummy.
I love that part.
Like, he literally looks like a stockroom dummy right there, the way he's holding him.
Yep. Which is great.
Which, here's my question. Right then and there, the reverse Flash could have gotten away from him.
Yes, but...
why would he care if he gave away his identity?
You're not wrong, but he was also going to be living his life as Barry.
That's right.
So it would have been... He would have been the Flash. Yeah. So it would have ruined his identity. And he even says so here. Like, he's not even conceal the fact that he's not Reverse Flash. The one thing I do find funny, like, you totally missed out on the opportunity to put on the Flash costume and have the whole, which one's the real Flash thing.
Yeah, right? Totally could have done that.
Have you seen Into the Spider-Verse yet?
No.
Gah! You need to watch that. It's so fucking good. Dude, there's an end credit scene, and for any listener who knows what I'm talking about, that scene is the best scene of the entire movie. Maybe not the entire movie, but it's like amazing scene. So what ends up happening is Reverse Flash puts on his costume and...
Speedster duel.
Basically, yeah. That's
except it's, with weird weapons.
Well, he's got that matter distributor. And he's able to move the everything. Like the trees.
Okay,
and
where'd the ball and chain come from?
He forms it. See here. Yeah, he just makes it happen. I don't know. Well, because he also, when he got the bank robbers, he made their guns elongate and wrap around them.
Yeah.
Matter disruptor.
Right.
Sure.
Guess it doesn't matter if you have a matter disruptor.
Exactly. So what ends up happening is Flash is able to chase him after.
But real quick, while we're talking about the matter disruptor.
Yes, go ahead.
Why didn't he just blast Flash with it and turn him into, like a elongated floop of broop-a-doop?
Ha ha! I'm just toying with you, Flash. As soon as I'm ready, I'll finish you. That's why.
Oh,
that's nope. Why.
That's not what he meant?
Nope, not that.
Oh.
It's the classic villain I can't kill the hero complex.
If I kill you, then what importance do I have?
Basically. That's why Joker doesn't kill Batman.
Yeah, but at least he admits it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. Flash is able to, I guess, get out of whatever trap Reverse Flash was putting him in, and gets him a nice punch in the nose. Well, punch in the face, chin. Really.
Yeah.
Which is enough to daze him. And so Reverse Flash goes running away. Flash goes following after him. And it's just, the chase ensues.
Like their chases always do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Squiggly lines going through the city, up buildings, down buildings.
Flash is able to direct him over some water because I think at this point in time, Reverse Flash hadn't been well versed in running on water. But Flash had, obviously.
Yeah.
So Flash grabs him before he can drown and knocks him out. Just in time for the captors of Reverse Flash to be like, oh, thanks, Flash. We realized we were wrong, and so now we'll take care of him. And they pop him away. Where the fuck were you guys 5 minutes ago?
Where were they 40 minutes ago when he first started doing this shit?
Either one. Flash rushes over, grabs his suit, and runs back to the church, and so he can marry Iris.
Here's something real quick. When he grabs the suit, he doesn't say, oh, my wedding suit. He says, Barry Allen's wedding suit.
Yeah.
And then he calls him Zoom.
Professor Zoom is another name for Reverse Flash.
Okay, so they're not different people. Like, no, they are they're the same in the, person. The Arrowverse.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
Reverse Flash, just, it's more iconic. There is a character named Zoom that comes into play. It's another Reverse Flash type. He comes during Wally West's time as Flash. And he is actually also one of Wally West's old friends. We'll get there in time.
Yeah. Anyways.
So they go back. A quick little montage of, oh yeah, wedding, cars driving away. Then Iris is dead. And then Flash snaps Reverse Flash's neck. And now we're back at the Watchtower. And Aquaman's like, all right, Superman is ready to cast his vote. And Superman's like, all right, this Flash, is my decision.
My decision is to be revealed the next issue.
Hopefully it'll get revealed next issue. I think it does, though.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.